This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, this is Annie, and welcome to Stuff Mom Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. And yes, I am going solo today for this happy hour, unfortunately. Samantha had a family thing come up, so sending all the best thoughts her way. But for today, it is just me. As always with these happy hours, please drink responsibly if you choose to do so. Today, since I'm recording this a bit earlier and am solo, I am drinking water, which is, I love. It's like my favorite drink. but yes, as you know, if you've been listening to this show for a while, I have been in kind of a reflective mood lately because of anniversaries that have happened. The anniversary of Samantha coming on to this show, the anniversary of the other podcast I do called Savor just happened, and we did a couple of episodes around that. But there was one thing I forgot to mention, which is there used to be a whole video aspect of Sminty and Savor. And that used to be my primary job. And it's actually sort of how I became a host in a strange, strange way. So I just wanted to revisit that because I actually am really shy. People don't believe me when I say that, but I am. But I'm also like, I have a post-it note. I have like post-it notes everywhere that say be brave. So I'm very someone who's constantly trying to look that shyness in the eye and go past it. But that being said, I really don't like looking back at things that I've done. I think that it is useful to do that, to see where you've grown, like where you could improve, things like that. And for this podcast, we do listen back to our episodes, though it's largely to make sure there aren't errors or curse words that escaped being unbleeped. But other than that, I really don't like to look back. But for some reason, I just was remembering that I used to make all of these videos. And so I watched a couple of them. And I was pleasantly surprised that I was like, oh, this was pretty good. This was pretty good. And, you know, it has a lot of caveats, which I'm going to get into in a second, because I was like, this is pretty good for XYZ. But it was nice that I wasn't outright embarrassed or disgusted by this thing that I did for many, many years. Okay, so I know I've told this story before. I'm not going to go into it again in depth, but essentially, the whole reason I have this job is because of a confluence of things. But one of them was I really wanted to make documentaries. I was so into it. My parents thought I would never succeed in that field, and they convinced me not to pursue it. I've been thinking about that a lot too lately, of like the times my parents sat me down and were like, "You're never gonna make it in this," but they did it in like such a nice way. But anyway, so I didn't go to school for that, but I was doing it on the side. I was trying to learn how to edit videos and produce videos and all of this stuff. It was always in the back of my head that I liked this. And then randomly I got this job interview for what was then How Stuff Works, but it was owned by the Discovery Channel at the time. And of course, me and my documentary brain, who didn't really know much better, that's what I'll say, I was like, yes, I let me go in. But at the time I was about to move to China, and I never thought I would get the job. So my parents, funnily enough, convinced me to go in for this interview because they really didn't want me to move to China. So now it was in their best interest that I go and get this job. And I got it. And in part, I was told because of pure enthusiasm, because if I'm being completely honest, I was self-taught, but I was definitely not qualified. I don't know how many other people they had coming in for that specific role, because it was an internship thing and it was an unpaid internship thing. But anyway, I got it. And I was commuting like an hour and 30 minutes away every day at the time. So I would come in at 7 a.m. and leave at 3 p.m., which was not most people's schedules. Again, I'm very lucky that I have a flexible schedule at this job. But as part of that, I would use like those early morning hours before anyone was there. And I would try to like learn more about what I would be doing, which was primarily making videos to support the podcast. I was also editing podcast, but primarily I was video, which again fits with the I wanted to be in documentary. So I would show up and I'd be like Googling how to do this in Final Cut Pro or whatever.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI.
There is still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, And Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI and revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better.
In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking back, it was so intense. We had 6 videos per week that would be published on top of the podcast. At the time, it was stuff I never told you I was working on. I did a couple of other shows as well, but those were much more like if someone needed a substitute for a week, I would make an episode of Brain Stuff or something like that. But I was primarily on Stuff I Never Told You. And this was a YouTube series that really developed its own following that was largely due to Kristen Conger, who was the past host, the creator of this show, who you can now find on Unladylike. She was the one that came up with the ideas. She would give me an SD card of everything she recorded, and then I would edit it and add effects and then do all of the like writing of the title and the description and finding the thumbnail and all of that. And like, I'm not going to go into this, but YouTube, because these were going up on YouTube mostly, but YouTube had such a very specific, this is how you get people to stay until the end while also advertising your other episodes that you have. And I have a YouTube award that I won, listeners. I'm not sure how, it just showed up in the mail one day. But anyway, so I had to learn all of those things. And it was a very grueling schedule. And if you're like me, I was constantly second guessing myself, especially because I was self-taught. I was learning this in the early morning hours before anyone showed up. I was practicing like outside of work. I had a really difficult time with color correction, which if anybody knows, color correction is a pain. But also at this time, this was when there was a lot of pressure to go viral. I remember specifically having a meeting with a boss about here's how you go viral, which is really silly because it's difficult to predict what will go viral. And so I would get, I had these really intense deadlines. Like if something hadn't gone up by 3 p.m., which they determined was the best chance of maybe you'll go viral, I would get a call from my boss. Like it was very, very intense. I have a photograph that I took of the schedule that I had at the time. And I took a picture of it because it was ridiculous. But anyway, it was kind of like the driver was supposed to be, if you post constantly and consistently enough, then you will get this following and maybe go viral. And this was also the age when videos were meant to look self-produced. I think that it is still going on, but it's much less so. So I'm never credited in any of them, which I don't have any bitterness about, but like looking back, I'm kind of like, huh. But yeah, it was supposed to look sort of like a vlog of, you know, this person just making this thing, which Kristen largely did do. This is also where my knowledge of fonts came from, because I really wanted it to look like a diary entry of something that you know your mom never told you, and you're writing about it in your diary. So I had a lot of that stuff going on. Something else that I ran into while doing this was a lot of sexism around, because we weren't the only show doing this by any means, but we were like the feminist show with women on it doing it, where like male bosses would tell us, you know, Kristen needs to wear more makeup, the thumbnails need to be sexier, things like that. which we fought back against, but I know Kristen was putting on, like, it was a process. It's not like something you just do. She was putting on makeup. She has a whole episode on there that we did where she didn't wear any makeup, and she was talking about how insecure it made her feel. But it was wild to be in a meeting where they were actually like, maybe show more cleavage. Okay. And I'm just this young intern who is trying to figure things out and navigate. I want to be successful and I want to do the things that will make this successful. But also, I'm not going to put like cleavage in a thumbnail. As I've said before, I learned a lot through this show because I think at the time I was still like not comfortable and not sure about speaking up for myself and about feminism and about like what I could do and what I could contribute. And looking back, I'm glad, but at the time I was really angry because they put me on the show because I was the only female editor. I was the only woman. And they were like, Stephanie never told you you should probably have a woman. I agree. But I was the only one. And I was kind of like, I want to work on the science show. And they're like, no, you're working on this show. Again, I'm very happy. It turned out great. I learned so much and I'm very happy about it. But it was just sort of frustrating at the time. And I felt I was nervous. I think when you work on something feminist, I guess it's true just being a woman on the internet in general, but when you're working on something feminist and you feel like you're still coming to terms with what that means to you at a young age, it's scary. So it took a while for me to get my footing, and then I really got good at editing. I got really good at editing, and I would try like new things, and I was still stressed about it, and I was still in my head about it because we were producing so much, but I never got like the color correction quite down. There was one time where my boss made me sit with the rest of the team, who were all men who had all been doing this much longer than I had been, and they watched a video I had made. And my boss was very like, see, she's on the cutting edge. She's a youth, all this stuff. But I was just embarrassed and horrified that he made them watch it. And I knew there were all of these things they could do better in it, like with the color correction and everything. And I felt like they kind of resented me for a minute after that because they were like, okay. So it was a strange thing. It was a strange environment, but I learned so much, and we did so many cool, like goofy things. There's so many episodes that I look back on and I'm like legitimately proud and I think are really funny. I mean, overall, I'm proud of it. Certainly with all of the disclaimers I could put in here with, we were producing this much, we had this much resources. It was just me and her. But we developed a real following from YouTube, and it's kind of funny because it's separate, or it was separate from our following in the podcast. So some people who would be huge fans on YouTube didn't realize that there was a podcast about Someone Ever Told You, and that was interesting. And there were also so many like heartfelt comments that we would get that I would read, and really personal stuff, and fans would shut down. YouTube comments are notoriously terrible, and they would come in and shut that down, and that was amazing. This is also when I got doxxed, was a video on YouTube. Funnily enough, that topic was a suggestion of my boss.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire. With the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI.
There is still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI and revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better.
In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Anyway, it was such a big part of my life. It was such a big part of my life, and it's strange to me that it feels so removed now. Because, as you listeners probably know, companies are always trying to look to capitalize in any way that they can. So it was like, at first, it was a podcast that was the accompaniment to a blog. And then they were like, blogs aren't making money. So now it's videos is the accompaniment to the podcast. And then they were like, okay, these videos aren't making money. And now they're coming back to videos again. So it's always kind of in flux that way. But I just feel so far removed from this thing that was literally my entire job, almost, for many years. And the fact that I'm on this show now is because when Kristen and Caroline, the past host, left to do Unladylike, I didn't really have a job anymore, but the vacuum was filled by being a host, because I was asked to be host. So it has really been, the whole video aspect really did change my life in a lot of ways. And I was really sad to see it end. And Kristen did like a farewell that like had me in tears and was like, just looking back. It was very retrospective and very acknowledging the work that we had done to make these. And that meant, so much to me because, again, I had so much imposter syndrome. I felt so inadequate. I just was so on my head about it. And like any comment I would get from either a coworker or a commenter that was negative, it would just send me in a spiral because I felt like, yeah, I'm self-taught. I'm largely self-taught. That being said, I also want to shout out for the other podcast I do, Savor. We used to have a video aspect of those as well. I think there's only like 5 or 6 episodes, but I went back to them and I was like, these are pretty good. I also produced those. I was not the person behind the camera. That was friend of the show, Tyler Klang, and Casey Pegram, and also Paul Deccan, We had a lot of people. It had more people than the Sminty video series did. But they look really good. And I was very happy. I was expecting to be like, oh, look what a terrible job you did. And there's always room for improvement. But it was nice to look back on something I did and think, all right, this is not bad. This is not bad. All of that stuff is still up. All of those videos that Kristen and I made together are still up on YouTube. You can find them under Stuff I've Never Told You. There are new videos that are going up, I think, daily. That are just pretty much the audio of the podcast with the background to it, which is, if that's how you prefer to listen to podcasts, totally get you. But there were like videos that we used to do, and shout out to Kristen because she really planned them, acted them on top of still doing the podcast and everything that she had to do. So they had segments, many segments we did. I liked our kind of herstory series where it was women in history. I liked that one a lot. But there was a bunch of stuff that we tried and did, and some of it worked out and some of it didn't. But yeah, it was just kind of a pleasant looking back. And also, I did want to shout out, just because I think you listeners might like it, there's a recent episode we did on the Saver podcast with Michelle Norris, who is an amazing award-winning journalist from NPR, amongst a bunch of other things, and also the host of the podcast Your Mama's Kitchen. And I really think a lot of you would like it. It was really good, and it got me thinking about a lot. So check all of this out if you would like. Please join me in sending all of the best thoughts and wishes to Samantha. But yeah, thank you for going down this journey. And if anyone has been here and has like seen the videos, I would love to hear from you. If you've been part of this evolution of mine, I would love to hear from you. But yes, you can email us at stephanieatmomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram and TikTok at Stuff I Never Told You. Yes, you can find us on YouTube. Also, we have a Tee Public store and a book you can find wherever you get your books. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey. And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise, all things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.